This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. There are more than 807,000 COVID-19 deaths globally, with more than 176,000 of them in the United States, followed by Brazil with more than 114,000. The number of global infections is more than 23.3 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more than half. India is now leading the world with new coronavirus infections, as the country has reached a caseload of over 3 million. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The disease has marched through impoverished rural areas in the north and the wealthier but older populations of the south. Health authorities reported over 69,000 new cases, bringing the total to over 3 million. Cases have leveled off in India's two largest cities, Mumbai and Delhi, as new hotspots have emerged in the rural areas of Uttar Pradesh and the country's northern Bihar states, as well as several southern states. India has the third highest caseload after the United States and Brazil. I'm Karen Chamas.
During hearings in New Zealand for the man who killed 51 people at two mosques in Christchurch last year, prosecutors said he meticulously planned his shooting rampage to maximize casualties. 29-year-old Australian Brenton Tarrant has pleaded guilty to 51 murder charges, 40 charges of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist act in relation to the massacre in the city of Christchurch, which he live-streamed on Facebook. He showed little emotion and looked directly at those delivering victim impact statements. He faces a life prison term, possibly without parole, in what would be a first for New Zealand when a high court judge sentences him later this week. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is hailing the Food and Drug Administration's emergency authorization of a treatment for coronavirus patients as a breakthrough. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A treatment known as convalescent plasma.
Blood plasma, taken from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus, is rich in antibodies that may provide benefits to those battling the disease. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says optimal patients, those within 3 days of admission and not on a respirator, who are treated with convalescent plasma, saw a 35% improvement in survival.
If you're one of those 35 out of 100 people who these data suggest or show survive as a result of it, this is pretty significant for that person and their family.
Health experts say the treatment does need more study before it's celebrated. The FDA's chief scientist notes it should not be considered a new standard of care. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republicans are aiming to use this week's national convention as a testbed for their efforts to re-elect President Donald Trump just weeks before the start of early voting. In an AP interview, Winthrop University political science professor John Holder says the RNC will follow some routine procedures, but fewer delegates will vote in person to renominate President Trump.
Unlike the Democratic convention, where they had people all over the country zooming in or however they produce that, they aren't going to have the ritual roll call of the states. It's just going to be much smaller than usual.
The Republican National Committee plans to hold more than 7,500 events across the country as part of a dry run of their Get Out the Vote efforts. The party is putting its hope in 2,000 field staffers and 1.9 million volunteers as it seeks to help Trump recover from a coronavirus-induced polling slump. Republican Chairwoman Rona McDaniel calls the convention, quote, a great opportunity to activate and energize our volunteers and our base. Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo praised Israel's normalization of ties with the United Arab Emirates and said he hoped to see other Arab countries follow suit. Standing next to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Pompeo said, quote, I'm very hopeful that we will see other Arab nations join in this. Canada said it was demanding answers from Iran over the mistaken downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet after Tehran's limited initial report failed to explain why it fired missiles at the plane. Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 crashed shortly after taking off from Tehran's main airport January 8th. Iran admitted days later that its forces had accidentally shot down the Kiev-bound plane, killing all 176 people on board, including 55 Canadians. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.